threw me off when you said surf's up. Really. Folks, welcome to the Hagman & Hagman Report, this edition of the Hagman & Hagman Report. So glad that you're joining us. Thank you so much for your belief and your trust in us as we walk through this fog of disinformation, misinformation. What's true? What's not true? Are you stressed? I mean, can we get any more stressed? Or can we get any more motivated? Or can we get any more tired? Oh, are you tired out there? Is your mind kind of like overtaxed sometimes? You know, let me start out by saying this, because I with such, first of all, I probably should mention HagmanReport.com. That's our home base. Folks, HomelandSecurityUS.com, go there. There's a press release there I put up today. I did correct the date, by the way, during the break. Thank you so much for whoever the year. I don't know what year it is, you know, apparently. But nonetheless, that is associated with the conference that we're going to be attending with Pastor Paul Begley and Russ Dizdar in Gurnee, Illinois, just north of Chicago, actually between Chicago and Kenosha, Chicago, Illinois, and Kenosha, Wisconsin. But do read that, and that'll be linked off of HagmanReport.com as well. But you know, folks, music, and I love this because it's one of life's greatest pleasures. It's got tremendous power, doesn't it? The power to bring a tear to your eye. The emotion to quiet a racing mind. Music has also the power to heal. I believe this. Truly believe it's got the power to heal. It's been used through the ages to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve chronic pain. Actually, my doctor actually said, you know, he's a very big fan of music to treat chronic pain and illness, but reduce stress and even cure diseases. And now we have with us musician, author, Michael Terrell. He's created the Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects. These work. I am so proud. We are so proud to be a part of his, so proud to be able to speak with him about his music projects. And you know, these frequencies were studied in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now you can benefit from this revitalized ancient healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home. Lady the Studio Dog, I've said this before and I'll say it again. She will watch television, but she also listens to music. I'm not kidding. And you can even ask Joe. She's very responsive to the music. And it's a new year, folks. My goodness, it's well into a new year. So reward yourself with a gift of healing and transformation. But it's our distinct pleasure to bring on Michael Terrell from WholeTonesLive.com. That's WholeTonesLive.com. Mr. Terrell, thank you so much for joining us.
Boy, it's an honor to be with you guys. Every time I'm with you, it's exciting.
Oh, you know what? I love this subject because I do. It's interesting. And today, you know, we're putting in 18 hours, 20 hours a day. Our tech is you know, putting in that time. And we have your music in the studio playing almost 24/7 whenever we're here. And it does make a difference. But
I'm honored, guys. I wish I would have known that you had crossed over to the high-tech world of being live video. I would have been able to see your smiling face, and you could have seen mine, but next time for sure.
Well, we've got your graphics, okay? what I'll do is we'll send you the link to this video because you got to see your digs. And next time, yeah, come on. And come on with us. But seriously, we're just so glad to have you. Where do you want to start? Because there's just so much.
A lot's happened since our last conversation. We have a new president. We have as I was listening to the guest before you that I really, really enjoyed, by the way, Stephen Menking.
Yes.
You know, we have to temper all of this information because we sometimes domesticate Jesus. we sometimes put Jesus into our human bandwidths by mistake, obviously. And while he was speaking and saying some wonderful things, I was thinking about the underdogs and how it's in the genius of God to always exalt those that humble themselves. And I found it fascinating that you think about Moses and then you think about him defeating Pharaoh in Egypt and then David defeating Goliath and a sunken iron axe head floating to the top of a river because a prophet threw a stick in there. You know, just the fact that Donald Trump became our president should awaken a lot of people to the fact that God is on the throne and he is the absolute power. And as long as we keep putting him where he belongs and we're happy with our humanity, things are going to be okay. I mean, obviously there's so much tumult and craziness, but after a year and a half plus of campaigning, election, you know, people are absolutely, last time we spoke, you know, it was kind of a tumultuous real estate because of some things that had happened on a previous show and just all the stuff that was going on. But there has to be a point in time where we realize that, you know, I mean, my job, if I have a job, is to bring peace and to bring sanity. And I don't think there's ever been a time in history where that's needed more globally, and especially in our own country right now. It's just the ability to be able to take a deep breath and to be able to find ourselves centered again and to be able to focus on what's really, really important.
You know, it was funny because it was during the post-inaugural, I want to say unrest, I got an email from a listener who said, you know, why don't you tell the police department, and I can't remember which city that this person was emailing me from or referencing, to just play whole tones you know, over the loudspeaker to quell the unrest.
And I can't believe you're saying this.
Really?
Yeah, because
I'm serious.
That's where I wanted to start tonight. This just,
oh my gosh!
So much fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, and by the way, none of this is scripted. But I'm really serious about that. In fact, I'll find the email and send it to you because I thought, you know, wow. Because of all the, I mean, music can certainly change. Frequencies do change. I run with that. Go ahead. I'm going to shut up.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, even when I was a kid, I remember the maxim, you know, that music can soothe the savage beast. And what we've seen just in Chicago alone over the last 3 years, just absolute brutality, murder. I have to actually be there Monday. I'm on a television show, a morning show in Chicago on Monday. But the point is, guys, is that, you know, with this new administration, one of the things that I'm excited about, not to mention I'm probably 25 minutes away from Mar-a-Lago, which is kind of exciting, you know, when he's coming in town, it's always a big deal. But the fact that we have, it's not politics as usual. We have a guy that's very brilliant with a very open mind. And I won't mention the names, but a couple people that are very close to him are big whole tones folks, and you probably know who they are. But at any rate, one day I was thinking, wait a minute, I know a way how we could save the taxpayers money. In fact, it wouldn't cost them a nickel. I know how we could save the government money. It wouldn't cost them a nickel. And just try something. Because now, you know, we're in 84 nations now, and we're seeing, I mean, every morning, it's just like I told you the first time we spoke, every morning I get Kleenex and coffee, and I read that day's testimonies from around the world. And every morning it just rips me up because God's at work and he's moving and he's using music and he's using the least of these. And so I thought, wouldn't it be something if we could utilize the emergency broadcasting system speakers in all the downtown major cities and public transit, and I could go on and on, but I won't. But and start with just some of the most polarized places. Chicago came to mind right away. Not that I don't love Chicago, but they're having a real problem with violence. And what would happen if we just played whole tones, specifically a couple of the frequencies, 639, for example, called The Bridge, that we've seen time and time and time again, even in a classroom setting with children, just absolutely bring peace. Wouldn't it be something to see if there was actually a palpable change in armed robberies or murders in a city that's notorious for them over a certain amount of period by simply adding music? I just thought that would be fascinating. So when you mentioned that lady, I was thinking, yeah, I think this is this whole idea is catching some wind, and I've been really believing in my heart there would be a time when I'd be able to meet with the president, or at least the vice president, Mike Pence, and maybe Ben Carson, because actually he would probably be the one that would have to be more involved in the actual nuts and bolts of it. But I mean, it's such a simple win-win. It's just a matter of infiltrating certain parts of, you know, public transit buses, for example, and interspersing some of the frequency music and healing music and in the downtown areas. And as you guys know, it doesn't have to be at a high decibel, a very low decibel level. It would be almost, not subliminal, but almost subliminal. It would be just fascinating to find out if that could bring some good.
Yeah, exactly. Now the detractors might argue, well, you're programming people.
Right.
And I've heard this before. And now, how do you respond to that?
That's really, really good, because, you know, if you're using some sort of subversive modality, like, for example, backwards masking, or if you're putting subliminal messages underneath some type of, you know, some type of music, that's one thing. But if you're playing something that's just good for people on a cellular level, so, you know, the same thing is really funny how sometimes, and we're seeing this, like, night and day, somebody finally does something good. Somebody actually works. We have a president that actually works, and everybody's got something negative to say. I remember when U2 gave away their last album on iTunes, you would think, wow, that's really cool. You cannot believe how many people threatened to sue them, take it out of my iTunes, I don't want that music. People got mad at someone doing good. So you're always going to have the detractors, the haters, the naysayers that say, well, that's manipulation, and that's... But here's the thing. We wouldn't be the first country that's done this. And it goes deeper. As you know, I have a, you know, one of my projects is called Chroma, and it's a light and sound component combined. Well, in some countries, Iceland, for example, in some of the downtown areas where they were having issues, they started changing the street lights to blue at night. And the crime went down like 15%. It was just like, man, people, you know, we have to realize that certain thing, I mean, that's why people paint certain rooms in their house a certain color, because, you know, you obviously want a tranquil color in your bedroom. You don't want bright orange or red. You know, you put a tranquil color in your room because that's mostly where you're going to be sleeping. And so if you have a downtown, you know, city and they have, you know, palpable violence, and you were able to do something as benign as change a street lamp from amber or white to blue, and it made a difference, why wouldn't you want to?
Exactly. No, you're exactly correct. And what we're talking about, and just to be clear, because invariably we'll get emails saying, well, man, this sounds a lot like Eastern mysticism, you know, or the, no, I mean, we're talking about gifts from God. God has given us the gift of frequency, of music. I'm not talking about headbanging rap, you know. But you're right on target with this. And this is biblically sound.
Well, the great explanation, I mean, the one thing that was really awesome, and, you know, and you hope and pray that timing is everything, but, you know, being a pastor for many years and then having the church have a great understanding of frequency, much more than I had. We spoke about this before, too. At first, I thought, oh, my, when I put this out, they're probably going to think that I fell off the truck. And, you know, much to my chagrin, just the opposite. I mean, fantastic support from believers, because they understand. When you get to the place where you understand how God creates, Genesis is the definitive, right? It was light and sound right off the bat. And the one thing that touched me very deeply, I told you years ago, was when I was doing some research, I found out, you know, they said, the scientists said there's only one natural phenomena that fills the sonic spectrum of sound, and it was called Niagara Falls. And they measured it with a parabolic microphone at the base, and it actually filled up all of the frequencies with the sounds of the waters. And then in Psalm 93:4, it says, more than the sounds of many waters. I love that. The mighty breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. And then in Ezekiel 43:2, it says, and behold, the glory of the Lord of Israel was coming from the way of the east, and his voice was like that of the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. The sound and light, you know, show and tell. Just the very first thing we learn when we're kids. It's like, I'm not just telling you, I'm showing. on you. And that's the essence, that's the genus of Genesis of how things are created. And I think that one of the sad things, we spoke of this before too, is that people are always looking, you know, I find if people talk less about demons and that which is evil and focus more on the Holy Spirit, their lives are beautiful. They're just, I mean, the Bible says what that we're supposed to look at him and we will be radiant. He didn't say look at other things. He said look at him and you will be radiant. You will radiate. You'll reflect me. And I think that that's one of the important elements that we need to remember, especially when we're talking about sound, is that, you know, from the, if you look in the Bible, there's like over 57 references to sounds of different kinds. You know, whether it be the wings of angels or many waters or the sound of the roar of the many, of the heavy showers or the sound of the wind that Elijah spoke about when he was standing in front of a cave. I mean, we're inundated with that. And I think that a lot of times we're so busy looking for what's wrong with something that we miss the beauty of why it was created. I remember years ago when I was came on staff at a church. It was originally a Church of Christ. And they didn't believe you should have any musical instruments in the church. And then Amy Grant was allowed to come in and play one song during the offertory, and the place just went bats. I mean, it blew up, and then from then on, they decided that maybe they shouldn't be a Church of Christ anymore, and they changed to more of a non-denominational setting, and the musicians started coming in and playing, and it was a bit of a phenomena of how, you know, we went from thinking that one thing is demonic to learning its source. And I said that for one simple reason. Let's just use drums. You know, for years, depending on what denomination you are, you either think that drums are really nice or you think that they're demonic or you think they're evil or they're good or whatever. The bottom line is drums had such a simple and honest beginning. And the beginning was this. You know, primordial man, early man, all they heard was thunder, right? Wind. And so if they heard thunder, like all of us, if God speaks and they assumed that his voice was thunder, they wanted to respond. It's natural. It's natural for man to want to respond to his creator. And so they killed an animal and stretched the skin across a hoop and started beating on it so they could talk to the thunder because they thought the thunder was God. But we've turned it into something that's a lot more sinister and macabre when it was actually something really, it was supposed to be communication.
Communication.
Communication. Prayer. Communication. Conversation.
Amen. There you go. Right. And it's that simple, you know? Wow. Folks, our guest is Michael Terrell, WholeTonesLive.com. That's WholeTonesLive.com. You know, go to his website right now, and $10 off. There's a coupon code there. When spending $99 or more, promo code WHOLE10. Please do that. Take advantage of this. You don't know what you're missing, ladies and gentlemen. I stand behind this. This product. I'm a believer in this product, and Lady Earth, the studio dog, is as well. And we all are here in the studio. But no, you're exactly right. I mean, it's, you mentioned drums. I mean, it's just that simple. Go ahead. Continue. This is fascinating.
Sure. Well, what I found really fascinating was looking back into history, you know, and we do that. We have to do that often. It's even with our new administration or even with all of these, you know, purport, you know, I get myself in trouble sometimes because I'm opinionated like you, but at least I stand for something and I believe what I stand for and I'm willing to let the chips fall where they may. But I thought it was fascinating today that Trump is getting rid of all the verbiage that's called climate change from the EPA website, which I found fascinating. But the point is you have to look backwards sometimes to see forwards. We have many scriptures that talk about, you know, they find out the ancient path, find where the good way is. It wasn't the forward, it was the aft. Go backwards and find it, and because you made a wrong turn in Albuquerque. So when you look at things, sometimes it's good to look at the past and before this lunatic fringe, if you will, became so popular because of lobbyists and because of special interest groups. But I looked backwards a little to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and this statement was just pinned me. He said, "The wonders of the music of the future will be of a higher and wider scale and will introduce many sounds that the human ear is now incapable of hearing. And among these new sounds will be the glorious music of angelic choruses. As men hear these, they will cease to consider angels as figments of their own imagination." Mozart, 1756 through 1791. And I think that, part and parcel, we forget about some of the elements that are really, really, really important. I mean, you can think back in your life, like maybe when you were in high school or at some time, or any really important time in your life, and somewhere, somehow, there's a piece of music that's connected to your memory. And I think that is super important for where we're all going in the future, is that there are certain things that we connect to that have a timestamp. And I mean, for me, I can remember looking at certain things, and because our life really, it's kind of like a sound. It's like a soundtrack, isn't it? It's almost like
very much, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and whether it be and it changes with your experience. For example, before I was a Christian, none of the songs that I remember that have moved me over the last 20 some odd years that are worship songs would have been relevant to me, because that's not where I was at. So you can kind of find where you are by what you listen to. And I think that, you know, we've talked about the history of whole tones in the past. We've talked about where it came from. We've talked about some of the sinister and positive sides of frequency. And but one thing that I haven't mentioned is something provocative and wonderful that happened to me since the last time that we spoke. I went back into the studio again. And I went back in August in Dallas. And it's really funny. Like you guys, you don't do what you do because people tell you what they want. You do what you do because you feel inspired by God to have a, you're a messenger, you have a message, and so you share your message, and then your audience adjusts themselves. And what's funny is every time I've been on the air with you, people I haven't spoke to for years all of a sudden found me on your show. I mean, one of my high school friends that used to play bass in one of my bands found me last time I was on your show. I talked to him since 79, you know, and it was just like, wow. But my point is that I went back into the recording studio, and you know, and we get tons of surveys from around the world, and you know, we really think you should do this, and we think you should do that. And even though I listen, ultimately, I only care about two things: is what is God saying, and what is God doing. And I need to say what He's saying, and I need to do what He's doing. That worked for Jesus, that will work for me. That's what I need to do. I don't need to pick something and say, "God, will You bless this?" I need to say, "What would You have me do?" And if I do it, then it's already blessed. And so I felt like I was supposed to make another spontaneous project that didn't have any drums. And I didn't know why, but wow, I know why now. The project is called Life, Love, and Lullabies, and it's 3 hours of music. And it kind of came on the heels of my brand new niece, and I don't mind telling you a personal story. My wife's brother and her best friend got married, and she was never supposed to be able to have children. And it was his desire, Alex's desire, to always have children. And to make a very long story short, you know, she's a nurse, and the doctors told her all of the things that we always hear. You know, you have a haunted womb, you can't possibly bear a child, you know, you have fibroids, and you have all this, there's a child would choke to death, there's nowhere, there's nothing in the birth canal that would be habitable, and just this litany. And she used to work counseling women that were considering abortion. I mean, she wanted a child worse than anybody, but she was told she'd never have one. Make a long story short, they got pregnant right away.
Wow.
And when I tell you that my niece is the most beautiful creature on earth, I'm not even slightly exaggerating. Her name is Gabriella, and she's actually on the Lullaby cover of the third disc cover. And I wrote a song for her that's called Gabriella. And what was so amazing to me was the first time we ever met, she had already come into the world listening to whole tones in the hospital. And when we went to go see her, there was a doctor and a couple nurses and other people there, and Milena, her mother said, these people won't leave this room because they love the music. And the one nurse looked at me, Doug and Joel, and she said, Michael, your music should be the soundtrack for the entrance and the exit of every human life. And I was just, wow. I couldn't talk. It was like, I said, can I use that? It was the most epic statement I think I ever heard roll off somebody's tongue. She said, no, really, it should be in every hospital and every hospice. It should be when they enter and when they exit. This is, we don't even want to leave the room. And so she came into the world listening to this music. And when she finally, I mean, it's not for any other reason other than somehow she knows me, but this little baby loves me so much. And when I wrote when I wrote this song, the first time she heard it, you know how kids are, and people have all kinds of explanations, you know, for why they are the way they are. And but there's times when you're communicating with one and they'll just blatantly look in one corner of the room and start cooing and laughing and pointing, and I say, man, they're seeing stuff we can't see anymore. And and that happened when I played her song for the very first time. So
isn't that great?
This music has a little, it's for the child in all of us, guys. It's broken into three parts, life, love, and lullabies, but there's actually, they're traditional lullabies, and then two of them I wrote, as well. But what we loved and we didn't expect is that, it works in a whole nother way. And for example, when I was working, I had
Mr. Terrell, go ahead. If you can just hold that thought, we're up against a network break.
Oh, sure.
3 minutes. Yeah.
Thank you.
3 minutes, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. But what a fascinating, heartwarming, and I mean, I love stories like this because everyone I've talked to about, if I specifically talk about whole tones, by the way, everyone seems to have a story about those, about whole tones.
It's true.
And even we have stories to share as well. Folks, you're listening to Michael Terrell. He's the man behind Whole Tones, wholetoneslive.com. We're right back. Stay right where you're at. Give us 3 minutes, and we'll see you on the other side.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. It'll blow you away. Absolutely. Eric said,
it's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and the Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
New Year from all of us at Trading Post in the Woods.
We pray you have a healthy, safe, and prosperous 2017.
And we would like to thank all of you for welcoming us to the Hagman and Hagman family. You're all a very wonderful and special group of people.
Because we believe it is so important for you to work and acquire good health this year, we're going to do something that we've never done before as a thank you to you for your support. We're going to make something available that we believe everyone needs.
During the month of January, anyone who invests in their health by purchasing either our American Heritage Remedies Kit, our Survivalist Natural Remedies Kit, or $200 in individual remedies of your choice, we're going to give to you our crisis remedy, just in case, for free. Your health must be a part of your preparation plan. We're here to help you with that journey. May God bless y'all, and may God bless America.
Happy New Year!
Hello, everyone.
This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking with Michael Terrell from Whole Tones. That is WholeTonesLive.com. Visit their website and take advantage of the coupon that they have there. Is there a coupon code?
Yeah, it's yes, it is. If you go to WholeTonesLive.com and do this, folks, please take advantage of this. This is a great deal. Whole WHOLE 10, the number 10, Whole 10. It's right there on the website. But please take advantage of this. And you know what? When you go to WholeTonesLive.com, take a look at some of the testimonials. I think you're going to be very impressed.
Yeah.
As well as, Mr. Joe, you were kind enough to kind of share the, very personal story. Go ahead and continue. We kind of interrupted you.
No, that's okay. I was just saying that during the recording, every time there's been something that happened that was either just, I mean, always amazing, but some of them are really humorous. And so after I had recorded the last tracks of Life, Love, and Lullabies, the musicians had went home. It was only myself and my friend Brad Knight that also co-produces and does the engineering with me. And we were starting to do the mix down. And for your listeners, that's the part where you have all the music, but now you got to make it everything the right level and make it sound beautiful and perfect. And so we were in that mode of mixing down, and I only drank one or two cups of coffee a day max, and I'd already had four, and I could not hold my head up, and neither could Brad. And we keep looking at each other like, what is wrong with us today? And so we ran up and got an iced coffee, which is the first time I ever had one, and we're just falling asleep. And then all of a sudden I looked at him and I just got hysterical, and I said, we're falling asleep because we're mixing Lullabies. This stuff really works. So that was it. I mean, we were working on it. We weren't just recording it. Now we were listening back, and it was just knocking us out. And so, again, I didn't, the first Whole Tones, obviously, guys, I didn't create for specifics. Like people say, wow, it helps me sleep, but then the drums come in. Well, that's music. But, I didn't plan that as a sleep project, nor did I with this one. But I got to be honest with you, in the genius of God, I don't think there's been a time in American history, for sure, where Americans are more sleep-deprived and are so stressed out, man, and I think that this is the biggest blessing that God ever could have given to me to give to them is the gift of sleep. I mean, it's just been so phenomenal to see the testimonies. We did a pre-launch, and we sent this out to 100 different people that had already experienced Whole Tones before. And when we called the information, it was just shocking at how many of them said, man, I put the music on and I was out. And so we actually had a saying at the shop the other day that they call this the one song that no one ever heard the end to, because they're about 30 minutes each, and if you get past 5 minutes, you're doing pretty good because it's so peaceful. And at first I was thinking, well, that's kind of not what some musicians are interested in, is making music that makes people fall asleep, until I realized the number of people on Ambien, Lunesta, or have to take natural preparations every single night just to be able to sleep 4 or 5 hours anymore. And I think a lot of that has to do with our culture, and a lot of it has to do with being oversatiated and, You know, I don't think it's normal. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but when we were little, and we're pretty, some of us are close to the same age here. When I was little, I didn't spend my time on the clock tick of social media or watching television to find out what Khrushchev was going to do. I was out playing ball. I was out getting dirty. I was out fishing. I mean, the only way I ever came in is if the bell rang and it was time Mom was calling us in for dinner. Today, kids are inside. They're not getting vitamin D. Everybody's stressed out because they're watching this whole Washington thing unfold, you know, at the clock tick. And anything that has, it's like watching the longest tied baseball game in the world. And if anything happens, and that's not good for you. It's you not good yeah, for you.
Exactly. And you know, people today are news junkies. And it pains me to see people who are really on social media all of the time. And you're exactly right. And we grew up in similar times. I mean, I grew up.
Yeah.
You know, so I never, there were no video games when I was a kid. There were three channels on television, maybe four, the third, fourth being fuzzy, and being rabbit ears. But you're outside playing. But I want to share a story with you. And awesome. This is a piece of my heart, if you don't mind. Many of our listeners know that my father-in-law, my wife's father's got dementia, Alzheimer's dementia, and you know, he's declined rapidly, or declined over the years. I shouldn't say rapidly, but one thing I did, and this is a couple of months ago now. My sister-in-law is actually his caretaker, and she has been playing whole tones. And he about 6 months ago he was suffering from anxiety attacks, and you know, that stage in the Alzheimer's it's just horrendous to watch. And to see people go through this. And in fact, the first time it happened, he was taken to the hospital. And after that, of course, you know, everyone kind of got, okay, we understand what's going on here. But he has not had any episodes since Holton's. Now, it's barely, it's playing in the background for him. Mm. He's, you know, he's mobile. He can walk around and such. And, it's just, his mind is just not there. The way it used to be, but he responds to the music, and I'm all about solutions. We can talk about problems all day long,
sure.
But this is, to me, is a solution. So if you've got a parent, a grandparent, a friend, or whatever, you know. So I don't know specifically how you, as the creator of this, would explain that, but it works. That's all I've got to say. That's my concern.
Sure. Well, I mean, first of all, some of it I'm learning just like you are, by subtraction. You know, for example, with the dog component, I had no idea. I mean, I should have thought, you know, it was like kind of when I should have had a V8. I should have thought that it would work with plants and animals, but I didn't think about that. I was just more concerned about people. And so the first, you know, couple hundred dog cat testimonies that came in, I was just sitting there scratching my head till we got our new rescue dog, Ziva. And she was petrified of fireworks and loud noises, thunder, and had some separation anxiety when we left because she was a rescue. And so one day we just left whole tones on in the house and we left, and when we got back she was still laying in a ball and was just not like freaking out when we got home, but just came up to us and licked our fingers. So then we thought, well, maybe that's a coincidence, until the 4th of July, and she didn't budge off her bed and bombs are going off everywhere. And I thought, oh my goodness, Lord, come on, everything that has breath, really. And then one of our my publisher Joe Barton's sons decided that he'd try an experiment at the local SPCA pound, and he took whole tones on a recorder, and every time you go to this SPCA and you open the door, it's just this cacophony of loud dog noises and bedlam, you know, chaos. And so he opened the door and he stuck the player in and then walked in, and it was dead silence. And just happened that one of the regional managers of the SPCA happened to be in town and said, "What did you just do?" And he said, yeah, it works, doesn't it? Let's try it again. He went outside, opened the door without it playing, and the dogs went bonkers, of course. And then he did the same thing. He turned it on outside, just stuck it in the door, and then walked in dead silence. And I thought, oh my gosh, how does this work? And then, you know, the same thing with people. My wife's father struggles with a little bit of dementia, you know, and he was having some of the issues. We were able to get him off statins, which did help. But by and large, the same thing, you know, suddenly they don't know where they are. They don't remember. They remember being born and they remember what they did their whole life, but they can't remember what they did 5 minutes ago. And it's super, super hard on you and super, super hard on her and me, of course. And, so I just gave them whole tones because they're my folks. Didn't realize Mom was going to play it at the house every day. And the same thing, his sense of humor is back. He's funny when we go out. He's pretty darn sharp again. I mean, he's remembering things and he can carry on a straight on conversation. Before, he was like, he would say the same thing like 5 times in a row.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And you, yes. And every time I would still have my surprise face on, Dad, that's awesome, really? And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I hope he doesn't say that again. But now he doesn't do that anymore. And so, you know, I'm not one of those claim maker guys, you know, I'm just a blessed son of God, man. And God trusts me with something special. And a lot of people are saying, well, you know, can you do this or can you tell me what? I can't tell people stuff. I can't prescribe. I'm not a doctor. I can just tell you that after you've looked through the tens of 20s of 30s of thousands of testimonials that we didn't ask for, by the way. These were submitted to us from 84 different nations because people wanted to tell us that whole tones made a massive difference in their life. And some of them they're so unbelievable. Like I said, I just cry in the morning, but to see dogs and to see people calling me that raise orchids and say they put the speakers by the window where their orchids are and their orchids are gigantic and growing like weeds. And it just makes me laugh because God's so awesome that he can do anything he wants with his voice. You know,
I got to check to see if that works on our plants because I don't know. I haven't paid attention, but. Yeah,
well, you know, I raise butterflies. I raise monarch butterflies, and we moved since I talked to you last. No, we just moved in when I talked to you last time before I talked to you from the old house. But I had a huge butterfly garden, and it wouldn't stop growing. I mean, I had, like, giant milkweeds that were 2 stories high, no exaggeration. I was out cutting them every 3 weeks, and it was where my speakers were. And so after a while, I put 2 together. The plants around the window are growing, like, to the second story of my house. And so there's actually a couple companies now that make health and wellness supplements, herbal supplements, and they're using Croma in their indoor growing facilities, and it works wonders. So
interesting.
Very
well. Now, getting kind of going back, and I don't know how much, if at all, you want to talk about this lights. You mentioned lights before. You're working on a project with lights, or
we already have it out, Doug. It's called Croma.
Why don't I know that? Why don't I know that? Why
don't
I know that?
I don't know, but it is.
Shame,
I mean,
on
it's
me.
No, not shame. Shame off you.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
It's one of those products that that I think was a hair ahead of its time, but basically, as you know, frequency is frequency. We've talked about that ad nauseum, but light is also frequency, but people don't realize that. There's just the harmonics past the audio realm when you start getting into the light or the aural realm. And so I thought, wouldn't it be awesome if we could take the music and do a super high-res version on a Blu-ray disc and then add the appropriate lights to the sound. And so on Blu-ray, the package comes with a Blu-ray disc or DVD. It has both because some people don't have a Blu-ray player, you know. But what you're going to see is it turns your whole living room or wherever your television is, your largest screen TV, into basically a chromotherapy spa. You sit on the couch and this amazing music comes, but then the light, and it's not just light like you're thinking like a flashing light or anything, like they're actually images, but they're in the exact harmonics of the light of the audio that you're listening to. It's amazing. And so a lot of people have been using that indoors to grow like mycobacterium, you know, mushrooms or herbs. It's crazy.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. Do you have that in Betamax or I'm kidding.
If you don't have one, though, I'll make sure that they send you guys a copy because you'll get a charge out of it. No pun intended.
Wow. And I love this because And again, you know, the high stress positions, I talk with a lot of, and so does Joe. We talk with a lot of law enforcement officers. We talk with a lot of people in very high stress positions, and no one wants to turn to the bottle. Obviously, you know, as a cop, and if they're, and they're certainly not going to turn to any drugs because of their jobs. So this is a perfect fit. So if you're listening out there and you're a police officer, or you're working for the, you know, in a position of authority, this is key. This is great. And I could tell you, and I gotta share this too. Lady, the studio dog, just, she's the first dog I've ever had or whoever owned me who watches television, and she loves to watch television, and she'll watch, sit, and I'll have the news channel on in the office. I bring her to the office every day, and she lays on her bed, and she'll watch television, and she'll wait for a dog commercial to come on, and when the dog commercial comes on, she kind of barks and stuff. However, I do this as well in my office, we have whole tones on. She sleeps so soundly, and I can watch her go through the REM cycles, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing to see when she's watching TV and she's laying there, it looks like she's sleeping, not sleeping. The whole toes comes on the proper frequencies, you can see her go through the REM cycles, and it works. It's amazing. So that's my story too.
So now you can see why I'm happy most of the time, besides the fact that I know who I belong to in this crazy world. I know the lighthouse, but besides that, I get to listen to stories like that every day, at least 10 in the morning at least. They start coming in from all over the place, and I get to read about this music that God had me create to help people and hear their stories. It's mind boggling. It really, really is.
Yeah, your music is in, you said 80 some countries? I mean,
84 nations is what they told me at the publishing company. I trust them.
Okay. Well, yes. Yeah. And when you get paid in euros and stuff, what's the greatest from outside? Do you have anything to share, like from other countries or anything? I'm just curious because music is like the universal language, obviously.
It is. Usually I have a whole bunch of them. Let me see if I've got anything, because this is, as usual, yeah, I do. It's so funny. I love doing shows with you guys because it's impromptu, but it's always like bombs. Okay, hold on. I do. I got some here. This is awesome.
See, and you could, folks, you could tell this is not scripted, and you could tell I'm genuinely excited because, and I'll throw this other thing in too. We of course, my wife takes supplements through Health Masters. And you know Ted Brewer. In fact, he's coming on this weekend or this Friday, and he's got a show on Global Star Radio Network. And she has trouble sleeping at night. She does not like television or anything on in the bedroom except for whole tones. And so she's experienced very positive results from this as well. You know, and again, when you go through a week without proper sleep, you get a little cranky. Ain't good for the marriage, especially at tax time. So anyway, so whole tones, go to wholetoneslive.com and take advantage of the $10 coupon. Sorry.
Here's a couple quick ones.
Sure.
My son tried to commit suicide 2 weeks ago. He suffers greatly from depression and alcohol addiction. I was paralyzed with fear. I gave this suffering to the Lord. My son and I listen to whole tones, and he has totally switched from despair to positivity. I have not seen this in him before. Thank you, God. Let's see. I can really breathe. What is this music? I can't stop breathing deeply. I'm not stressed out. Then I started laughing. On the second one, I started yawning uncontrollably. My husband wept during the first one. Neither of us was told to expect anything. This is the most wonderful and amazing sound of God I have ever experienced. Not even sure what has happened or is still happening on the inside of me, but I do know there is good coming from it. Negative thoughts and sadness, depression are leaving. Anger is leaving. Rest is coming. It's all day long and when I sleep for the very first time. when I heard this music for the first time, I wanted to listen to them all, so I did, laugh out loud. I want to share these with so many that I know that are sick and suffering physically or emotionally. God's hand is truly in this and upon this. Thank you, Michael Terrell, and others with him that have put this together, for turning to God and trusting him for this, for your heart, for those that have never heard these healing sounds and who need them desperately, for making the unrighteous decision of others to take these sounds from those who can benefit from them and bring them out of darkness and back into the light, for your searching God in what he wants you to do and your obedience to do it. You have been faithful, and I believe it's just the beginning. I believe that this is just another reason why God purposed you in this life. God bless you and all your families. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And there's hundreds of these, and they're from all around the world. One quick one here. Michael, I wanted to tell you, Netherlands. Michael, I wanted to tell you that the Whole Tones has saved my life many times over. I am living with, this is what I, where I was going from there, so once again. I'm living with PTSD, and suicide never leaves my mind for very long. In my book, Pure Hell, But I Made It Through, I talk about the spiral that I go through. Whole Tones has helped me to lessen the effects of this, and I thank you so much. God bless you, my brother. And that was when you were talking about law enforcement. One of the biggest inroads we've had are with our soldiers that come back from long duties in Iran and Afghanistan, that come back with either TBIs or PTSD. And the testimonies that have been coming in from the different military installations, a couple of just absolute giant ones from Fort Drum not long ago, one guy that had been completely unresponsive for 11 months, and his wife contacted me and asked if I would send her a copy of Whole Tones. I said, yeah. And long story short, she started playing it every night. And she said one night at 3 o'clock in the morning, Corey came into the bedroom and started holding her and hugging her and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love my children, went and hugged the children. And this is kind of emotional. I'll try to get through it. So anyway, she said, he's coming around listening to this music. And so I went to the church to speak, and I saw Mrs. Freddie, and she said, well, don't you want to meet him? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, he's greeting today. And I walked in, and this soldier hugged me like squeezing the life out of me. It was him. And at that point, he was 80% back, and now he's 100% back and working. He's got a new job. And so people wonder why I'm excited about what I do, is because I see real life people's lives changing. Who would have thought? Who would have thought a billionaire would be sitting in the Oval Office tonight? Who would have thought that God could use some long-haired musician bozo to put out music that changed people's lives? Who would have thunk?
I know. And you did mention something earlier. I do have it on authority, and I can say this. This came up about, about a week ago, in the inner circle of the man sitting in the seat of power. Yeah, there's some Whole Tones going on around that camp. I'll just say that. So you're right.
I think it's just a matter of time. I just love how you guys, I love you guys. I love what you do. But I thought that was so funny right away when you mentioned that. You could have mentioned any email in the world, but that's really what's on my heart. If someone said, what's on your heart right now? It's like, our country needs this music, not because it's my music, but because it's God's music. Our country needs this music because our country needs to take a deep breath, and we need to relax. And we have to learn how to love each other again. And yep. And it's the most difficult thing in the world to love somebody that's polarized from your political point of view. But we have to. I mean, we're all Americans. We've got to find a way how to love each other again. And it's funny that what's been removed is the very essence of what love is in our country. And now there's a chance that we'll return to that place again. And then we'll be able to. Yeah.
That's it. I mean,
yeah.
And we need this, you know, we need that so badly. And, wow. Yeah.
It's so funny sometimes, Doug, you know, because I travel and, you know, it's a potpourri, you know. I don't get to, like Mr. Menking, I love that he said, I'm so blessed that, you know, most of my clients are Christians. Well, most of the people that when I'm out, you know, doing what I do, most of the people aren't. I mean, in the businesses and stuff. I mean, sure, obviously, if I go to a conference, all the Christians are going to find out, they're going to come hang out with me. But the bottom line is, when I go to these conferences that are business conferences, sometimes I'm the only one. And it was really funny the other night. I was at this meeting, you know, and it was a bunch of really high-level marketing people and ClickBank folk and all these people, you know, that are, I mean, they're well-known folk. And it's amazing that in their hearts they're great people, but they look at other people as a confirmation number on an invoice. And they don't know what to do with somebody that doesn't see life that way. And I had one of those moments where I was speaking, and just like we were talking about a minute ago, and all of a sudden, you know, and knowing that these people don't, you know, they don't, they're not crazy about the fact I'm a Christian, they're not crazy about the fact that I voted for Donald Trump as president, they're not crazy about any of that, but they couldn't help but be crazy about me. And what I'm saying to you is that we're not talking about introducing our world to a cardboard cutout of Jesus that can't hold or love. What we're talking about is introducing people to someone that you can't help but love if you ever really ever meet him. It's impossible not to fall in love with Christ if you ever really get to meet the real Jesus. I was talking to this famous musician the other night, and I can't mention his name. But you'd know him. And he recently gave his life to Jesus. And the one thing he said, man, he said, I can't believe how many years I was messing around with church Jesus until I came to love the real Jesus. And I thought, church Jesus, that's pretty good. Because he said that, you know, he went to church as a kid. His parents made him go to church. He goes, yeah, I knew church Jesus. He goes, but now I know the real Jesus. And I think that's what our world needs more than music and everything else, man. They need the real Jesus. They need love.
Amen to that. Yes.
Yeah.
And there it is. Michael Terrell, you've taken us to the end of the program. I can't believe this
really?
Hour went. Yeah, this went by so fast. I mean, well, we've got, actually, I'll tell you what, we've got, let me see, let me do 2 minutes left, roughly. So you've got the floor, 2 minutes. Anything you want to say, it's yours.
Wow, you guys are too much. Well, obviously, I want people to visit. What is our one tonight? Whole Tones Live? Is that it?
WholeTonesLive.com. That's correct.
Yeah, and I want them to read the testimonies and listen to the samples and stuff, too, and see if it's something for them, obviously. But could I take my minute and a half and just pray for our country real quick? Would that be?
Well, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Well, Lord, first of all, I just want to thank you once again for Doug and for Joe and for most of all, their love for you, which is obvious. And I ask that you'd bless everything their hands touch and that you take their voices everywhere that it needs to go. And I'm humbled and I thank you, Lord, for the beautiful people that listen to this show. And I ask, God, that you would continuously bless this beautiful, wonderful country that we're able to live in tonight. You bless our administration, our president, keep him safe. Thank you for your blood that covers him. Ask you, God, to do supernatural, wonderful things in this country of ours. And I pray that you become famous here again and the noise of the people would noise your name abroad. I ask you, God, that you would continuously hold us up here, continuously give me bright ideas and witty ideas in the night watch and keep me out of the way so we can continue to make things that help your people. We love you and thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, it has been such a pleasure, Michael. Thank you so very much. And we just wish you the best and certainly give Gabriella a hug.
That happens on Friday.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for everything you have done. Thanks for what you've created and put together. And thanks for sharing it with us tonight because this is exactly what we need. And we could talk about problems all day long, but solutions, this to me is a solution, and thank you.
Well, I want to make things that work, and next time I promise I'll have the video on.
Okay. All right. Looking forward to it, my brother. Thank
all
you
right,
so
friend.
Very much.
God bless you.
All right. God bless. Wow. Well, folks, that'll do it for us tonight. Wow, what a great, you know, Michael Terrell's a great guy, and he just is. And the Whole Tones Live, fantastic product, Joe.
Absolutely. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we have an incredible show lined up for you. Anthony Patch and L.A. Marzulli will be
don't miss
on
that.
Together from 7:30 to 9.
That's
then
the
Anthony
first time,
Patch,
right?
Yes, this is the first time they're on together. And then Anthony Patch will be on from 9 to 10. So from 7:30 to 9, L.A. Marzulli and Anthony Patch solo for the final hour. It's going to be an explosive and very informative show. And then we close out the week with Charles Brandt, followed by Dr. Ted Brewer on Friday. So make sure you tune in. Just on a note, tomorrow we will be audio only, as we will be streaming live on YouTube at the same time, but audio only tomorrow and Friday. We'll be back up to normal, running everything on Monday. So till then, till tomorrow, stay safe. Have a good night.